High pressure will continue to build in from the upper Great Lakes today and be positioned right overhead by the afternoon, bringing us a gorgeous, albeit seasonably cool day to kick off the holiday weekend. With plenty of sunshine and much less wind than we had yesterday, high temperatures will fall a couple of degrees short of average, which for today is 78 degrees. Our highs will reach the mid-70s in the valleys and lower 70s in the higher elevations. We'll start the evening with mainly clear skies, but as the high continues to move east, clouds will begin to increase as the southwesterly flow aloft ushers in some milder and muggier air heading overnight and into our Saturday. So far, it looks like we'll have one more rain-free day on Saturday as high pressure moves further offshore. Model guidance is keeping the showers out of the area for at least the daylight hours. The chances for showers and thunderstorms will start to increase Saturday night, though, especially north and west of the capital region as a front approaches from the northwest. So far, it looks like a weak system with not much upper-level support, so the chances of showers will still remain slight. Overnight lows will be much milder with thickening clouds and increasing humidity levels, with lower to mid-60s expected around the region. An upper-level trough will be lifting from the Great Lakes toward the northeast on Sunday. This will be weakening as it runs into the upper-level ridge parked just off the eastern seaboard. The surface cold front associated with that short wave will be lingering back to the west across the Great Lakes and southern Canada. The result will be a warm and humid day on Sunday with a lot of clouds around, perhaps a couple of breaks of self-destructing sunshine from time to time, and some showers and thunderstorms will also be possible, especially during the afternoon and early evening, with the best chance for areas north and west of the capital region and closer to the actual center of low pressure. The threat of showers and thunderstorms will continue for Sunday night into early next week with plenty of clouds around. The front to our west on Sunday night will pretty much wash out as it runs into that upper-level ridge, and it'll take until a stronger front's able to move through the region around midweek to finally end the threat of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast, but widespread showers and thunderstorms are forecast to spread gradually eastward across the central United States, most numerous within a zone from the upper Great Lakes south-southwestward to the southern plains. An isolated severe risk will be possible with some of the stronger storms, mainly over the northern half of that area from eastern Kansas and Missouri to the mid to upper Mississippi Valley. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Wednesday of 112 degrees to a low on Thursday of 30 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high near 78, a north wind around 10 miles an hour becoming east in the afternoon. In Boston, sunny with a high in the low 70s and a north wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour also becoming east in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s and a southwest wind from 3 to 5 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 78 degrees with a record of 95 set in 1953. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 34 set in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today, August the 29th, sunrise at 6:17 a.m. Sunset will come at 7:35 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the upper 40s, winds becoming light and variable. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny with a high in the mid and upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening and becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the mid-50s, light and variable winds. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a mostly sunny day with highs in the mid-70s, north winds becoming east in the afternoon, and tonight mainly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows not as cool in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, not as cool, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog this morning will give way to sunny skies and comfortable highs in the middle 70s. Winds becoming northeast in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, partly sunny and dry with the chance of showers late in the evening and overnight. Temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Warmer with highs in the low to mid 80s. It'll also be humid. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Partly to mostly sunny Tuesday with highs in the low to mid 80s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.